41 years ago, many of you in this room set out to establish a new political party that would reform this region, would put reconciliation at the heart of Irish politics, and would change the way in which we talk about reuniting our people. This next 4 weeks is not about celebrating your achievements, but about deciding whether a new generation will be capable of achieving at least what your generation did. That is the decision that we need to take. A decision about whether we are more than just a one-generation party, but whether we are a party that can again be at the heart of Irish politics. To get back to the heart of Irish politics, we need to change, colleagues. We need to change our political strategy and we need to restructure our organisation. And I want to be leader of this party because I have plans to do both. When I went and stood on the picket line with health service workers yesterday across this city, I met people who acknowledged the stability that the DUP and Sinn Féin have brought to Stormont, but also complained about the stagnation that now passes for government around here. It is not enough to have stable government. The peace process needs to start moving beyond just peace. Our role, our legacy, and our destiny should be to challenge the way we do government around here so as we can put people back at the heart of the governance of this region. And what I will do, if elected leader of this party, is make it clear that the SDLP are not making up the numbers in Stormont. We are not around the executive table to make it look good. We are not part of some all-in, all-out executive where we are not relevant. Next year, we have to start a conversation about changing the system of government around here. We're duty-bound to do so. Do we go into those negotiations thinking that if we just win an extra executive seat at the next assembly election, we'll all be fine, as if having two executive ministers makes you much more relevant than just having one? Or do we go into those negotiations saying that when we next go to the people, it had been 18 years since the Good Friday Agreement, and at 18 years you expect things to have grown up. You expect politics to have matured and you expect people to want more than just stability. So my promise is this. Let us refind our reforming spirit. Let us go into those negotiations making it clear that we want a better system of government, still rooted in equality, still built on power sharing, but where people can hold politicians to account, where people have choice, where the SDLP has space. And if we're going to have the courage to shake the system up outside, we need to find the honest courage to do the same inside. The structures of our party don't work. They're not fit for purpose. None of us believe that we are connected together in the right way. Our public representatives never meet. We have an assembly group, an association of councillors, and they never meet. Well, I don't need to change the constitution of leader of the SDLP to set up a public representatives group. And my promise to you all is that it will happen in December. And every 8 weeks from December this year, the public representatives, all 101 of them, who have a mandate from the people to represent this party, will meet. They will meet and they will take the big political decisions together. And you want to know how to unite a party? Unite its people. Break down the walls that have grown up constituency by constituency. Break the culture of clickiness that has become endemic and that we are legendary for and parodied for. Also give the grassroots their power. A central council is a vehicle that allows all of us to have a say in the running of this party, and it will start meeting too. Friends, let us unite. Let us unite behind health service workers, parents who are disenfranchised by an education system. Let us unite in the spirit of those who marched in the late 60s for civil rights. And let us unite for real change. Real change. Not just in the SDLP, but in this region. And let us unite to put this party back at the heart of Irish politics. Let us find the courage deep inside ourselves to vote in a leader who isn't just about a personality change, who wants to move this party into a new place. Reach out to those who